Welcome. I'm so excited to have you here and just truly deeply honored to be back in this space, back using my voice and my channel in this way. Because truth be told, over in Cosmic Advisory, my one-on-one mentorship program, and Cosmic Touch, which is the ACHF level one and level two attunement portal, we have this really beautiful space over in Telegram where we go back and forth. And there is so much channeled wisdom in that app. In those chats, it just truly blows me away. And there are so many days that I walk away from a day full of serving clients and thinking to myself, I wish that I had a way to let the rest of the world in on the secret of the potency of these containers. And it's so hard for me, the person who's holding these spaces, running these spaces, leading these spaces, but it's also really hard for the clients to put into words the magnitude and the depth and the potency that these containers provide. The transformations that take place in those containers is just otherworldly. And with that came the idea of bringing a podcast back. A podcast that has had two iterations now. And this time it's sticking around for good because this time my nervous system is different, my channel is different, and I'm here for the long term. I shared recently over on Instagram a song that just ripped my heart open when I heard it for the first time because it was really one of the first times in a long time that an artist wrote a song with the exact words that keep me awake at night. Why do I keep falling when moving steady towards my calling? And honestly, my answer to that was, it was too much too fast. My nervous system wasn't ready for the expansion. I struggled to feel safe holding eye contact with my own reflection for the majority of my life, let alone feeling comfortable with the external world seeing me too. Even though that was the very thing I longed for more than anything, which is true for 99.9% of the women that enter my space, whether it's Cosmic Advisory or healing sessions, so many of them are longing to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel safe. And yet it's those things that they feel the most detached from. It's those things that feel the most inaccessible. And I guide these women because I've been that woman. Struggling to feel safe holding eye contact with my own reflection. That led to expansion, followed by a really quick and violent contraction. And the most violent contraction was back in 2021. It wasn't one where I integrated and calibrated and I was in this beautiful self-awareness, self-growth cocoon. It didn't calibrate me to a new level of purpose and momentum in the moment, but it was one where I self-sabotaged. It was one where I allowed someone's attempt of shutting me down to do exactly that. But then I took a look at my nervous system and I put in truthfully 3+ years of work on my nervous system in particular, on my channel, and then on my self-worth. I went slow. I focused on cultivating a really deep sense of internal safety and I strengthened my connection with spirit, God. And now I am fully in my purpose. My moments of falling no longer lead to this intense contraction rooted in fear or shame, but instead recalibration preparing me for the next moment of aligned action. One of my dear friends and mentors described it as like pulling the rubber band back and then me surging forward. That's what you get here, whether it's this podcast, Cosmic Advisory, my one-on-one mentorship space, Cosmic Immersion, my community, Cosmic Touch, my attunement portal, my healing transmissions or sessions. You enter my world and you finally feel safe. You finally feel heard. You finally understand the difference between life dysregulated and life regulated. You finally feel reconnected with your intuition, like you have access to be able to live from soul. And not just the racing, overthinking mind who's constantly doubting your sense of worth. It's finally feeling at home in your vessel, physical, energetic. And so how? How do I do this? It's nervous system tools. It's empathy infused with active listening. It's energy healing. and it's holding space that makes you feel safe. There is not enough talk about the importance of safety. In today's fast-paced world, serving clients, cultivating relationships, it's all exhilarating. But what not enough people are talking about is the importance of establishing a foundation of safety before embarking on these endeavors. And this doesn't mean void of fear. You can still be fearful. You can still feel the rub of expansion, but also be standing in a foundation that is built on self-belief, that is built on safety. So before stepping out into the world, it's crucial to ensure that your nervous system isn't just prepared, but it's thriving. And nervous system work involves really finding a sweet spot. It involves finding the state where you are neither overwhelmed nor complacent. This balance is achieved through approaches that emphasize going low and slow, allowing your body and mind to adapt and respond without triggering the fight, flight, or freeze responses. And ACHF really recognizes the critical role of the nervous system. It approaches nervous system work in this really gentle, gradual, intelligent, cosmic, celestial way. That mixed with my life experience, my human, my earthly shaman, allows us to build resilience and a sense of safety from within. My method ensures that you are not just reacting to your environment, but you're actively shaping it in a way that supports your overall well-being. We foster that safe internal environment through really deliberate mindful practices, through constant repetition of you reaching and me meeting you. ACHF helps all of my clients feel reconnected with their innate wisdom, with their innate power. It enables you to meet the demands of building a business, of serving clients, of entering relationships, of just moving through everyday life with this really robust, resilient, grounded mindset. Investing in nervous system health allows you to engage with the world, not just effectively, but sustainably. And isn't that what we're here for? To build things, but also to live and to take three steps forward without falling back every time we get close enough to touch our life's purpose. This is the part that was missing in my life for so long. This is the part that was making me question if I even had intuition to begin with. And here I am, a globally acclaimed channel, having channeled the most potent, pure, beautiful, celestial healing frequency this earth has ever seen. I have attuned souls in it. I have watched and witnessed and guided women coming back home to themselves. They enter these spaces fragmented, frustrated, knowing on a cognitive level what they need to do, but unable to implement lasting change. And it's because the world has left them feeling unsafe. Unsafe to take up space, unsafe to be their own human, unsafe to touch their power, unsafe to express their needs and their emotions and their dreams and everything in between. And so, welcome. In this space, I'm going to be sharing channeled messages every week. I invite you guys to slide into my DMs, to send me an email, and send me questions. It's going to be like a hot seat style podcast. And I need, in order to speak for my channel, that initial igniter, and that's you. So whatever you're dealing with in life, whatever you're questioning, whether it's cosmic, earthly, relational, business, bring it all here. Because this is your safe space, where you're never too much, where you're never wrong. And let's see what the channel has to say. I will see you next week.